Hey folks, Shanna Morse from ThreatWire here, bringing you the biggest and most important security and privacy news each week. According to a report by Checkmarx, which is an Israeli security vendor, flaws in Android devices could have allowed an attacker to gain access to a victim's location or take photos and videos from a vulnerable device without the user ever knowing. This problem affects Google Pixel phones and Samsung Galaxy phones through their voice assistant technology via Google Assistant or Samsung Bixby. This could potentially affect a much broader range of Android devices as well. Both of these voice-activated assistants do not ask for further permissions to use the camera, and this also allows less trusted apps to abuse that convenience as well. In this case, the researchers created a proof-of-concept weather app that could ask the voice assistants for access. This access request could allow the third-party weather app to send Google Assistant or Samsung Bixby a request for camera access, which they could use to start filming or taking photos without the owner's consent. This bug is tracked at CVE-2019-2234, and it happens because of a permission bypass flaw. Now, since both of the assistants could allow an attacker to bypass any additional permissions, they could turn on the camera while the device is locked or it's being used for another application, like taking a phone call. Now, users usually need to accept permission requests for new apps, but the storage permission, which is generally accepted and is used to save photos to your device's storage, is broad and it gives access to the entire storage drive. They were able to use this to force the photo app to open and store new images or videos to the internal drive and also to an attacker's server. And since GPS tags or location info could be used in the photo, the attacker could also get this as well. Now, to make the vulnerability even creepier, the researchers were able to use the proximity sensor in the phones to determine when they are laying face down or on a table, or when the device is being held to an ear during a phone call. They could then activate recording on both sides of the conversation through the video and camera app. Now, with all of this said, it would not be completely hidden. The camera application would appear on the device's screen while in use, but if it's on a nightstand and you're asleep, or if it's held to an ear, you would not actually be able to see the screen at that time. It would also be relatively hard to pull off without detection from the user, given that you can see the camera app when it's recording if it's in front of you. Now, even so, Google marked this as a high severity flaw, and they pursued a fix right after discovery. Google and Samsung both patched these vulnerabilities, and they were first announced in July, and the report was published 4 months later following responsible disclosure. Google was initially informed on July 4th, and they had a CVE for it on August 1st. A camera update has been released since then, and a video of the proof of concept successfully working is available in the links provided. Check out patreon.com/threatwire for all of my exclusive extras, including a security headlines bulletin straight from Daily Tech News Show. I'll see you next week.